So, you really thought that I could go a couple of weekends without a weekend rant? I couldn't. I got some great news for you, so stay tuned, because the weekend rant is back! Greetings and welcome to the Anonymous Andrew Modern Dating Podcast Weekend Rant. Yes, I am back, and there is a lot I have to tell you. So, I did tell you 2 weeks ago that I'm going to put the weekend rant on pause for a while. And then I had an epiphany. I'm like, what the fuck am I going to do that for? The weekend rant is one of my favorite parts of this podcast. It's when I get to come on here and vent and talk to you. And then I had like this brilliant idea, like this light bulb went off in my head. And I said, why don't I make the weekend rant a podcast of its own? So ladies and gentlemen, and people of all genders, welcome to what's going to be known as the Weekend Rant with Anonymous Andrew. And I'll be launching that very soon as its own podcast. And it will come out on the weekends. And here's the catch. It's not going to be about romance. It's going to, not dating, not relationships. While we may cover that from time to time, it's going to be, here it comes, maybe about politics, maybe about the economy, maybe about anything that is relevant, like current. I don't know yet. It could be something that I read in the newspaper. Something I read in the news, and I have an opinion on it. And I might bring guests on the weekend rant. So I belong to this network called Podmatch and a couple of other networks, but Podmatch is the bomb. It's my favorite podcast network. And thanks to Alex Sanfilippo for getting me on there a couple of years ago. Thank you, Alex. They match podcasts with guests. And that's how I get a lot of my guests, not all of them, but a lot of them for the Modern Dating Podcast. I may go back on there and grab some guests for the weekend rant. So I don't know. I don't know. If Trump does something dumb this week and it affects me in some way, I might come back next weekend and talk about it, like rant about it. But maybe I'll have a guest that might have a political background and we can rant together about it. That's going to be a tricky thing to pull off, because guests, the way podcast works is that you book recordings and it could be weeks in advance, and then sometimes it's a couple of weeks before it even drops. And, you know, so I just haven't quite figured out all the details yet, but it's already done. Like, I've already registered the Weekend Rant with Anonymous Andrew as a podcast. It is officially a podcast. So this is going to be like the last weekend rant you hear on this podcast. Going forward, you're going to hear, or you're going to see, another podcast called the Weekend Rant with Anonymous Andrew. And I'd like, if you guys are Weekend Rant fans and you like this part of the podcast, download it, follow me, and subscribe like you do on this one. And we're going to see where that goes. I'm going to have fun with it. I'm going to take it seriously, but I'm going to have a little fun with it. The Anonymous Andrew Modern Dating Podcast is serious, you know, and I can have a little fun with that sometimes. But, you know, when I have guests on there, it's professional. And I'm not saying I'm not going to be professional here. It's just something that I can be I can literally let my hair down a little bit more than I do on the other one. And if you guys have been longtime listeners, you know that there are no holes barred on this podcast. So that might mean that I'm going to cut back on the modern dating podcast. I may do that only twice a month. So every other Wednesday, I may drop a dating romance. And there's a reason behind that. It's which I don't know how much I want to tell you, but let's just say Anonymous Andrew has met somebody. Let's just leave it there. Okay? And I can't tell you anymore. I just can't at this point. Okay, on to more news. So this very podcast that you're listening to now, the Anonymous Andrew Modern Dating Podcast, which occasionally has a weekend rant mixed in there, which is no longer going to happen. So that's going to be a separate podcast. This podcast, I am going to be renaming, rebranding from ground up. So it's going to have a new name and new cover art. And it's, but the good news is you don't have to do anything. And it's still going to be about relationships and dating. It's just going to have a new name. And I don't have it yet to tell you because I got a list of about five different podcast names that I like. And I have to narrow it down to one. And of course, there's going to need, I then need to come up with the cover image. But here's the problem. I have to go out and make sure that nobody else has that podcast name. Of course, you don't want to steal somebody else's name. And there's a lot of work that has to go into doing that. So the rebranding is going to be gradually and done over the next, I don't know, let's say month. And so, but you again don't have to do anything. You're just going to, you're going to see, when you get a new notification that there's a new episode, it's just going to say, I can't even tell you what it's going to say. I don't know. But it's going to say Anonymous Andrew's new episode podcast has whatever. You get my drift? Okay. Podcasting has become an addiction. It really has. It's amazing. And it is so liberating. But there's a lot of work that goes into it and a lot of money and blah, 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 blah. But I'm having too much fun and I'm enjoying coming to you guys with this content. And while this podcast is all about dating and what I went through a couple of years ago, it's about also me moving forward and living my life, whatever I have left. And I got to take the podcast in a little bit of a different direction. It's still going to be dating and romance and all that stuff, relationships. But I'm not going to be, you guys probably know how every guest that I talk to, I always talk about, oh, my ex-girlfriend did this. My ex-girlfriend did no more. We're done. Done. Okay. While I got you, I need to talk about something. If you listened to last week's episode with AD the King Maker, there was some controversy about that episode. I got some flack from social media, and I need to kind of, what do they say? What do you call that when you roll back on something? I am not an advocate nor do I condone polygamy, nor do I condone cheating. As you guys know, that's how this podcast got fucking created in the first place. She cheated on me. There you go. I'm talking about the ex. But last week's episode, the guest was talking about, he is in a relationship and yet he steps outside the relationship, and his wife knows about it and is okay with it. But so I guess technically it's an open relationship, I guess is what it's called. But it didn't come across that way in the episode and on social media. So I got a little bit of flack on that. People thought that I was condoning polygamy. He's not married to multiple people. He steps outside of his marriage for women, and that's called polyamory. All right? So, and while that's not my thing, it's going on. It's everywhere. Couples are doing this, and they're also doing ethical non-monogamy. You know, so whatever. The episode that I dropped last week, it kicked back dust in my face, and I need to clear the air. So to especially people in the cult community where there are survivors of polygamy cults, I apologize to you. I did not mean to come across that I condone this. I do not. Polygamy is illegal. Polygamy is wrong. And I am distancing myself from polygamy. But I also want to make sure that people understand that he is not a polygamist, my guest. It was polyamory. Although he might have mentioned polygamy. I don't know. Anyway, I'm just clearing the air on that. It been bothering me for a couple of days, and I had to deal with it on social media. So, all right. I think that's going to be it for now. There was some other shit I needed to talk about. But I got a lot of work to do this weekend. I got another whole episode to edit, and I got to continue working on the name here, man. You folks are going to love it. I'm going to have a new name and new everything, and it's going to get better and better. And for those who don't like the opening music, I may even change that up. I don't know. I had some people complain about the music. You can't make everybody happy. The Cultimatum podcast has skyrocketed. So that's the other podcast that I produce that talks about cults. And Melody, my co-host, and I, it's blown up, and it's doing so well that we're eligible for sponsorship now. I would like to get this show eligible for sponsorship because it's costing me well over $2,000 a year to produce these podcasts. And while I will never flood the episodes with ads or sponsors, so like... If you might listen to some other podcasts, sometimes you just hit play and the first 5 minutes is nothing but commercials. I will not do that to you. If I am lucky enough to get sponsors, you will hear one at the beginning, maybe one in the middle. And if I'm lucky to get three, maybe one at the end. And that's that I have to work out with Melody. On this show, I will only do maybe one at the beginning or one in the middle, and or if I can get one of those talking sponsors, like one of those sponsors who, for example, let's say that Bumble, the dating app, wanted to be a sponsor on my podcast. I use Bumble. So I would be one of those people that would say, hey guys, Bumble's a great dating app, and I can attest to that because I use it. So I'm talking about like, I don't know. I don't know what it's called, but it's talking commercial. You talk through the commercial and you attest that the product that you're sponsoring is a good product. Unlike some podcasts where you'll hear a woman or a guy say, hey, I love this brand of body lotion because I use it every day. Bullshit. The sponsor sent them a bottle in the mail to try. And of course, yeah, they're being paid to say that. I would like to get a sponsor where I can literally be use that product and say, I use this product. So I'm when it comes time to sponsoring this show, I'm going to reach out to certain brands that I use and see if they want to come on. I'm not going to bullshit you and say, hey, I like this, especially if it comes to food or something that I'll never use. I'm not going to, you know, for example, if McDonald's wanted to advertise with me, which will never happen, I don't eat McDonald's. So I'm not going to advertise McDonald's. It's not going to happen. Or any fast food chain for that matter, because as much as money they want to throw at me, I don't condone fast food. I don't eat it, and I'm not going to bullshit you about it. Simple as that. All right, I don't know how I got on this. It's the weekend rant. I can do what I want. All right, guys. Let's see. Let me think real quick. Is there anything else I want to touch upon?
Oh, the only other thing I would mention is I do have a YouTube channel, and I'm going to be starting to post a lot of my episodes that you hear here on YouTube. It's just a matter of time when I have the time to find to upload the videos and yada, yada, yada. Because from what I'm hearing, that's where a podcast is going. People are putting their podcasts on YouTube, which makes no fucking sense to me. The whole idea and concept behind podcasting was that you could drive or run or walk or shop or whatever you do with your cell phone in your back pocket and your earbuds in, and you can just listen to somebody about any topic you're interested in. Go to your app or your Spotify and type in any topic that you're interested in, and you'll find a podcast about it. I don't know about you, but I don't have the time. I just called my cable company and got rid of my TV, the cable TV. It's gone. Well, technically next week, but they're coming to take the box. They're coming to take me away. Aha. They're coming to take the cable box. I don't watch TV. I don't have time for it. The time that I do have to when I do watch TV, it is either Netflix or Hulu, Paramount, and I think I have one other, Amazon. That's it. So I'm paying $100 a month for TV that I don't use, plus a DVR. They charge $15 a month so you could record something on TV and play back when you want. Well, that's what streaming is. Streaming is on demand. And by the way, Hulu's channel is ABC. Peacock is NBC, and Paramount is CBS. So I have all three major networks. If I watch any of the primetime shows or whatever, I can get them on there. Well, this is a weekend rant, so I'm ranting. But anyway, I cut my cable TV to save $100 a month. And, it was YouTube. I don't have time to sit down and watch YouTube. I really don't. And there's some really good stuff on YouTube. But I don't know if I believe in putting podcasts on YouTube. If you have the time to sit down and watch a 45-minute to an hour and a half podcast on YouTube, good for you. I really don't. But from what I'm told, if you know, you're gonna miss out if you don't put it on YouTube. So I'll be putting some of them stuff on YouTube. All right, guys. I just wanted to give you some good news today about what's coming down the road. Please continue to listen, like, subscribe, follow everywhere I am. And you know what? I think that's it. Anonymous Andrew, I will talk to you real soon, coming back at you at one of my three podcasts. Until next time, ciao.